Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 289 for Wednesday, March 2nd. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through speculative selling after yesterday's drop below nearby support. Canola is down by $1 to $7, the May contract down $6.40 at $440.40 per ton. That's right around its 10-month lows. Weakness in Chicago soy oil caused spillover pressure in canola as well, with the advancing South American harvest another bearish influence. The Canadian dollar, it's weaker against its U.S. counterpart in early trade, and that did limit the losses in canola, as the softer currency should make the commodity a bit more appealing to buyers. Commercial demand is strong at the lows, and canola tends to rally at this time of year as well, which could provide some support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all steady to mostly higher. Soybeans up 1 to 2 cents, the May contract up a penny at $8.59 per bushel. Expectations for rising demand from China over the next year were somewhat supportive, while speculative short covering also underpinned the futures. However, the latest U.S. crush data did weigh on prices, with stocks of both soy oil and soy meal in the country coming in above trade expectations. The advancing South American harvest is also still overhanging the soybean market. For corn, prices are holding steady, the May contract unchanged at $3.55¾ per bushel. Corn was trading right above nearby contract lows, finding some support from a chart standpoint. However, the relatively favorable South American crop prospects did keep a lid on values on the other side, and corn was narrowly range-bound. Wheat prices, they're up 3 to 4 cents. The May contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.49 per bushel. Ideas that wheat is looking oversold after hitting some of its lowest levels in nearly 6 years yesterday provided support for wheat in early trade. The need to keep some weather premiums in the market as U.S. winter wheat starts to break dormancy was also supportive, but ample world supplies did keep any advances in check, with both U.S. and world stocks more than sufficient to meet demand for the time being. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, March 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.